This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now 7 after the hour on the DJ V Show, the experience of a lifetime you can have every day. That doesn't sound too humble, does it? But it's a good experience. Jennifer Horn and her experiences, she talks about them. Victoria Keelan and her experiences and thoughts, she talks about them here. Kara Schillen, every day we are on the way to being closer to your brain and your heart, which is not a bad thing. Say hi to the folks listening in Louisiana, ladies, all how do you put Louisianians? What are people from Louisiana? Louisianians?
I don't know, but I like to say Louisiana.
Louisiana. How about Louisville? You like to say Louisville, Jennifer?
Louisville.
Oklahoma City, Jackson, Mississippi. We've been on, there's two different stations there. Actually, there are a couple of different Jacksons, right? Mississippi, there's a Jackson, Tennessee. We're on there. I think there's one other, Jackson Hole, Wyoming. It's interesting. Nebraska City, Nebraska. I kind of like Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri. Anyway, how do you do? You can holler at Alexa and say, I want to listen to Doug. I want to listen to Victoria. I wonder what would happen. Anybody got an Alexa? Just put in Victoria Keeman. And what happens?
Oh, that's nice. Set me up for nothing.
I just want to know what this
Watch
says.
This. I don't know if it would respond to our individual names, but if you use the command, listen to DJ V Show on TuneIn Radio, you'll get it right away.
Really? Huh. How about that?
I'm pretty sure, Doug, and I know this is going to hurt, even if I just went up to Alexa and said, Doug Steffen, she'd say, what? Repeat the command.
Really?
You have to say, you have to give her the right command.
Okay. In a couple of, it's 5 minutes or so, we're going to help you fight the flu. Talk about immune system, vaccinations, all of that sort of stuff. Meanwhile, around the
so
nation.
You're so tired you feel like you have the flu.
Yeah.
Do we have that?
Around. That's Super Beats. We need Super
Perfect.
Beats for that.
Okay, that's what I need.
Around the nation and around the world, the increasing demand for new soldiers has the Army accepting marginally qualified recruits, according to a government report, offering a lot of bonuses, relaxing the process for granting waivers for those who have used marijuana. Was there a prohibition? Did they do pee tests when you are a soldier or before you become a soldier to find out if you're on marijuana or not? How does that work? Anybody know?
I think you're definitely drug tested before you enroll, for sure.
They need 80,000 new soldiers, according to Major General Jeffrey Snow, leads the recruiting command in the Army. Need for new soldiers comes as Congress has reversed trends started a few years ago to downsize the military. Are we nuts? We got to be nuts. This country has to be nuts. The wars are not going to be fought by men unless you're getting into piddly wars. And those are all just, these guys become fodder. I can't even, people who, I was reading a story about a fellow who went into the service, felt he was serving his country. I know what it was. It was a review of that Vietnam show that's on PBS. And the story of all, and you can watch that. I actually watched a little bit last night. The soldiers who are still alive, that were involved in Vietnam, how what they think about it today, what they thought about their experience, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the fact that we keep getting involved in all of these things to no avail. Nothing comes. Nothing good. Well, you can say, well, look at how great South Vietnam is today, or Vietnam in general. Look at how progressive and productive they are, and what good friends they are of America. So we had to bomb the hell out of the country and kill half of their citizens in order for it to be to move into the modern era. Some people think that's great. I'm not one of them. The whole business about Korea and where we are now with that foolishness and Afghanistan and Iraq and all this other stuff, my God. So the feeling that people get when signing up, and this is not to in any way disparage those people who go into the service because they have a goal and they think the goal is to protect our country. And what often is the case is you get used for fodder, cannon fodder. And that's, I don't see how that benefits the country. I really don't. I don't see how having all these soldiers and spending all this money. Well, you can say, well, we use it to protect ourselves. You know how much corruption there is involved in this? People say to me, well, Doug, get real. That's the way the life is. Yesterday I was talking to somebody in my who's running for a local office here in my town, and we were talking about a charge that had been leveled against one of the people running of corruption. I know it was, the word was that was used was extortion. And she looked at me and laughed because I used an example that was kind of mild. And she said, she laughed, she said, extortion in Framingham? And I wonder if that isn't the same everywhere. That's just the way the system works, because that's the way people are. And so you look at all of the things that go on, all the money, it's all this dough has to be a target for corruption, because there's so much of it there. And then what do we use it for? I don't know. Last year, the Army spent $424 million for recruits. That's up from $284 million the year before. $200 million more to get people to sign up. People who... And so who are you attracting? Again, is it the cream of the crop? We say the men and women who are in uniform are the best, America's best and finest. I think this report begs to differ with that position. And so then you would turn it around and say, well, why don't we attract the best into the military? I think sometimes you can see the quality of the people that go to the three academies, West Point, Air Force Academy, and what's the other one for the Marines? What's the Marine? Quantico? I don't even know what it is. But those people are usually read. They're good scholars, and they feel the call. But I don't know. It's very exasperating for me to look at all of this stuff and see how we keep preparing to fight, and maybe I'm naive. It's just, anybody else want to chime in on that?
No, I believe in a strong military, so it's probably not the best conversation.
Yeah, but
I believe
for what?
I think that there's a lot of threats out there, and if we don't have a strong
military... Why do we have a lot of threats? Where do the threats come from?
What do you mean, where do they come from?
Why do we have a lot of threats against... Why are people threatening us? Because we're the king of the mountain? And how did we get there?
Yes. Well, I mean, do you want to lose that position? I mean, do you want to have to deal with what comes when you are king of the mountain?
Fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq has done anything to hold our position, frankly.
Well, I mean, you may not agree with those wars, but you cannot disagree with the fact that there are people who want to do harm to our way of life. Whether they're going against us ideologically because they don't like the West, or because they don't like the fact that we lead the economy and they're China and Russia and they want it, they see power grabs. I mean, the minute that you turn your back, when you are the leader, whether you like being the leader or not, when you turn your back, someone's going to be there to try to knock you down. And I think it's naive to say that at this moment in history, this is the right time to decrease the size of the military. You can talk about making it more effective
quality
and reducing waste, but let's not actually take it out on the people who are in it trying to do their job, because that's not the right answer.
I didn't suggest that.
I'm kind of in the middle on this, too. I agree with Jen. I think we absolutely have got to have the strongest possible military, but I also want us to have the smartest military, and in terms of the best technology and the best training for everyone. I don't agree with more troops on the ground in any of those Middle Eastern situations.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't agree with that, but I don't think that we need to be downsizing the military. I think it just needs to be reprioritized to make sure we have, like when we talked about that story with the game controllers being used to pilot new submarines, because that's the new generation of soldier, men and women growing up playing video games, like things like that. Those are the technological advances that make our military stronger. So those are the things that I'm in favor of.
Well, and those things all address the specific needs of the time. Having more soldiers just wearing uniform to carry a gun into battle doesn't make any sense. That's kind of the point I was making, whether I made it well or not. All right, we got to get to our the force of fighting the flu. How to get prepared for the flu season coming right up here.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. 9.9. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, let's meet Tanya Shackelford, who is the Director of Clinical and Professional Services at Fred's, Inc. I guess I want to know what Fred's, Inc. is first, Tanya. What's Fred's, Inc.?
Well, it's actually Fred's Pharmacy. Fred'sInc.com is our website. Fred's Pharmacy.
And I'm sorry, I don't know much about it. Help us understand what Fred's Pharmacy does. This is a new one for all the people in the audience. I don't think we know much about Fred's. I certainly claim ignorance, so help us understand before we get into what you want people to understand or to consider when it comes to fighting the flu, just a little more about Fred's Pharmacy.
Sure. So Fred's is we are a Southeast regional chain. We have 350 pharmacies and approximately about 600 total stores. Wow. We are in a lot of our rural areas of the Southeast. I guess one way to look at it is think about the Southeastern Conference, and that's where Fred's Pharmacy is.
Okay, good. Now we have the geography. Okay, yeah. So the flu season is about to begin, or has it begun? Where are we in the timing here?
So peak flu season is usually between December and February. However, flu can hit any time. And so the time to prepare is now before we hit the peak season.
Mm-hmm. And preparation includes what?
So preparation includes getting your annual flu shot. It takes about 2 weeks to become effective, so you don't want to wait until you start hearing about all your friends and family and coworkers getting the flu to get your flu shot. The time to get it is now, because it does take approximately 2 weeks to become fully effective.
All right. What's in the flu shot? People always ask that question. People wonder about the old days, the flu. People said, I don't want to get a flu shot because it's got this, that, or the other thing in it. What actually are you getting when you get a vaccination?
So flu vaccines are made with viruses that are inactivated, which means they're not infectious and they have no live viruses in them at all. It's created to, you can't become infected with a virus from an inactivated vaccine.
So you can't get the flu from getting a flu shot anymore. You used to be able to, but you can't do it anymore.
Well, you're right. You cannot. What generally happens is, like I said, it takes about 2 weeks to become effective. And what happens, a lot of people might already have been exposed to the flu when they get their flu shot, so then they actually get the flu. It's not from the flu shot itself. It's because they didn't get their flu shot early enough to become protected.
All right, so the idea here is to improve your immune system, isn't it, really? The people who are hospitalized because of complications from the flu every year, and there are hundreds of thousands of people that have that problem, usually have weakened immune systems, do they not?
Absolutely. So the key is people 65 years and older, or people with certain medical conditions. This is an interesting fact. Every 12 minutes, someone 65 years and older dies from the flu, which is a staggering fact.
Really? And is that year round, or is that just in the season?
That's during in the peak season, I would say. But yes, it's a very, very serious. It can be a very serious illness for those with weakened immune systems. And what you often hear is people say, "Well, I'm healthy. I'm not 65 or older." But the problem is those of us that are not in those special circumstances and of those age ranges, we're carriers. And so to help protect your loved ones, you need to get your vaccine, even though you're healthy.
All right. So, final question, quick focus on the earliest you get it. How old, what's the youngest you ought to get a flu shot, according to your recommendation?
Six months of age.
You're
supposed to get it 6 months through,
wow.
Yeah. Anybody 6 months of age and older should get their annual flu shot.
Wow, I've not heard that before, so that's very interesting. All right, you want more information on this and what these folks recommend at Fred's Pharmacy, go to fredsinc.com. Learned a couple of things about the fighting of the flu, including the story of Fred's. fredsinc.com. Thank you very much, Tanya Shackelford, here on the DJV Show.
We'll be right back. With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stand up when you walk in the door. Spin you around an old hard pop floor. Rock your baby on a wraparound porch.
One of the podcasts that I do every week is called The American Family Farmer. You can find it by going to, actually, American Farmer, FamilyFarmersShow.com. The reason I'm mentioning that is because the music that we use for the American Family Farmer is done by Luke Bryan, to whom you are listening right now, a song called Here's to the Farmer. He's the newest American Idol judge, paying tribute to the victims of the shooting in Las Vegas, offering praise for the first responders, thanking fans for their bravery. During a tour stop, he's on a farm tour. He's doing, I think, 6 or 7 farm tour stops. He was in Centralia, Missouri. He stopped in the middle of his set to take a moment to honor those who were involved in the tragedy in Las Vegas. He said, quote, "I want to remember those beautiful, those innocent, wonderful country fans and the victims. I want to remember them and pray for their families. I want to salute the first responders in Las Vegas, from the police that ran into the people in the hospitals. They were having a normal night, and then their world got turned upside down." He acknowledged how much this incident has shaken up the music community, not just the country people. It's not a country music situation, he said. It's not a country music fan situation. It's a music fan situation, because we were all robbed of our innocence on that Sunday night. I love you guys for being brave and showing up tonight, understanding the best thing we can do now is show up and do what we know how to do. So, and these farm dates are actually on the farm, so they're out in the open. But how many people are going to think about that, Jennifer, every time they go to a venue that's out of doors? Will that hurt the sales?
I will. I'll always be looking now.
Hollywood Bowl and Dodger Stadium or whatever.
Well, I think certain, it depends on if there's, I mean, I'll be looking to be like, okay, am I a sitting duck for someone? I mean, many of these stadiums, like the Hollywood Bowl, they're kind of just out in the middle of nothing around you, so you're probably pretty safe, but I'm sure it's on people's minds.
Oh, yeah. I went to a concert that same night that this happened, and obviously I didn't know about it until afterwards, but then you go back and think, and I, you know, it was an inside venue, but, you know, they looked through my purse, but there's no kind of metal detectors. They didn't really do anything but dig around in my purse a little bit, and it's just, you realize how easy it is in so many places that, you know, anyone could bring anything in. It's kind of terrifying, and obviously I don't want to think about that as someone who goes to concerts a lot, but
What a world we live in, right?
Yeah, scary.
And to add a little bit here, Luke Bryan and Jason Aldean are pretty close friends. They, so I'm sure of some of the country music community, Luke Bryan kind of gets the gravity of this. He's probably been in touch with Jason Aldean. So, yeah.
Yep.
Got to keep going, though.
Speaking of the country music scene, Maren Morris has created a tribute song to the victims in Las Vegas. She performed the night before the shooting. She has a new song called Dear Hate. Vince Gill is on the song as well. You're listening to it in the background, kind of a ballad. Looks at times through history when it's seemed as if hate has gotten the upper hand. The state troopers who turned on the marchers, Civil Rights March in Selma. Kennedy's assassination, the terrorist attacks. She wrote the song a couple of years ago after a gunman killed 9 parishioners in Charleston, South Carolina. Remember that? But she struggled with the time to release it. She sent the song to Vince Gill to ask him to add harmonies and guitar, but she got way more than she bargained for from him. He was so touched by the song that he took it a step further and turned the song into a duet. He said, I was so moved I did something I never have done before. I sang one of the verses unsolicited.
They sound great together, actually.
It makes the makes the mark, makes us wonder again. Vince is no stranger.
She's going to donate all of the proceeds from it to Vegas as well.
Yeah. Yeah, they're plenty of fun.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42.
2424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
After the hour on the continuing saga of the day that you hear profiled on the DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Check out a couple of sports stories in a few minutes as we continue to travel around the nation and around the world. I read last night, I was reading a book about a therapist who takes her clients for a walk in the woods to help them reduce anxiety and stress. I found yesterday to have been an extremely anxious day for me and stressful. I had a call from my accountant that wasn't something that I wanted to hear about how much money I owe the IRS. And we went on to other things during the day that just kind of made me think at the end of the day, there's a good one. This is a good one to get into the history books. Anyway, this lady writes about what she calls forest therapy, covered by, in her estimation, more and more stuff is being covered by insurance, and she's making a pitch to get health insurance to cover things like forest therapy. I'm this isn't something that you make up. So the book is called The Art of Learning. It's about recovery time. And it focuses on people who are, as I think we all are, high-performance people, and describes how to reset and recover, Jennifer, to shut down and to recreate. People that go all the time, and I admit to this, when I get up in the morning, I just go until I'm done at the end of the day. She writes a story about Michael Jordan sitting on the bench and how for 2 minutes he would put himself into a mindset of perfect serenity and would not pay attention to the team, even if they were struggling and they needed him. He would put himself, he was able to, it's kind of a form of meditation, in a sense. So maybe this can work for those of you who need to get away from your work or your family or whatever it is that's going on. And if it hadn't been so late last night, I might have taken a walk out back myself. I was in bed, so I didn't want to get dressed again and wander around outside. But I live in an area that's completely surrounded by woods and protected state parkland. So I could walk out there for hours and literally miles. Not everybody can do that. But you probably can find a place where you can walk. Maybe go to nature. Because people who spend time in nature who have a heavy work life and workload are able to get a different perspective on things. Sometimes the best leaders are the people who can set aside some time every day, because you can't be on all the time. I've learned that over the years, but maybe the hard way. It just doesn't work. So you got to take a day off. The other day, Meredith and I spent the day, we just had loads of fun driving around. We went to look at cars for her, and then we went to a horse sanctuary. And it was a fabulous day of just being away from everything. And whether you do it in 2 minutes or you do it in 2 hours or you do it in 2 days or 2 weeks, I don't think it works for 2 weeks, frankly. I think you lose the starch. Maybe even 2 days is too much. But if you're a gardener, you like to walk on the beach, you are a hiker, you like gardening, again, sort of gardening, farming, sports, whatever it is, pay attention to how you feel and what you're thinking when you're involved. Is there something that you do, Jennifer, that gets your mind off of everything else? Do you have played board games? How is it that you get away from the maddening crowd?
Sadly, I've lost all of my hobbies. I think I need to probably find them again, because I don't have many instances during the average day where I clear my mind. But I try to do massage a lot on the weekends, and I try to keep my Sundays for myself. Mm-hmm. So people that know me know not to ask me to do things on Sunday, because it's kind of like my day to sort of... Even if it's like, sadly I have to work on those Sundays, like doing laundry and stuff, but it's kind of refocusing a little bit and getting back to what I need to do.
Yeah. Victoria, what do you do to mentally or physically recover or regenerate?
You know, I wish that I would do massage more, because I do love that, and I just have not really had time to do that lately. But Jen is so right about Sundays. Sundays, I never really had an issue with Sundays until I started working in radio and doing morning radio. So Monday mornings, like, you get the Sunday afternoon anxiety where you start winding down and then you're getting into work mode. And taking back Sunday, not to sound like a bad band from the late 90s, but taking back my Sundays and not having anyone be allowed to plan anything on Sundays, you know, like no family dinners and no driving around, things like that, that's a huge help. Just having that time to decompress and then prepare for the week, that's so important.
What about you, Kara?
I think what Victoria said about Sundays is it's so true, because the last few weeks I've done things on Sunday nights, and it totally throws off your entire week, because you've lost that time where you kind of recharge and get set for the week ahead. So it's almost like it makes the week like two times harder when you do something on Sunday nights. So I always, weekends are like sacred to me, so I'll do things on Friday night or Saturday, but I always need that Sunday time. But, you know, I during the week, if I need to recharge, I like to read. Sometimes I watch TV, but I find that reading just kind of takes you away from everything because you don't have any opportunity. You know, you turn the TV on and you might still see the news or something else that's going on. And a lot of TV shows are very relevant to things that are going on in the country, in the world. So if you read, then there's not really any chance of coming across that, and it's quiet and you can kind of focus on yourself and your own brain and just thinking through things. So that's like the best way for me to relax.
But being outside, though, Doug, so that's going back to your original point there, walking in the woods, I mean, I don't have woods, but I have Central Park, and that is what I consider to be the best backyard in the world. So anytime I can get into the park with the dogs, it's very relaxing.
There are just a few, every once in a while with me anyway, I take a few seconds to think and absorb more than I ever have in my life. This last couple of years brought me around to listening to myself. You know, that's the voice that you hear from people, the voice within, your instinct, your gut, whatever you want to call it, however the infinite intelligence is speaking to you, so that I don't react as strongly. Jennifer knows I used to go bananas. I'd react to things, the slightest, silliest thing. And now I don't. I think about them rather than taking immediate action. And some of it comes from whether it's the day I spent the other day. I love those days with her. The idea of being on my tractor and doing the stuff on the farm. Not everybody can do that, and I understand that. But you all have times when you can. If you haven't or you don't, then you need to. Maybe that's basically the message here. If you're angry about something or with someone, I also have found, this has come very handy to me the last few years, handwriting your feelings on a piece of paper about whatever it is that's going on, what you want to get away from, what you want to see removed. You know, that's sort of thoughts, and the underscoring of thoughts or things, when you put it on a piece of paper, it seems to have more value when you can look at it and go back. Do it. Sometimes you can't hold on to the thoughts. There you have things that come into your mind, and then you go back and you try to recreate those thoughts. You can't, but if you write them down, then you can. So hopefully that helps a lot of people who are struggling, because we're all in a way struggling. It's just, as you know, Kara said something that I reacted to in a visceral way there. I don't watch the news. I will not turn that crap on. I just don't. I won't watch any network news, cable news, none of it. I just don't. I think it's more than an annoyance. I think it's sickness. There's a sickness that goes with being around that stuff and leaving it on all day long or being focused on it. And even in a world with the world I live in terms of radio, requires that I know what's going on. But I don't feel like I know what's going on when I watch that crap, or I haven't, so I don't.
I just feel like the negativity, too, is just, even with your local news, you know, they'll say, oh, at 11, and here are the stories that we have coming up.
How to not be killed by the storm, or, you know.
Well, and
like
it's just, they'll have five or six stories just all in a row of really terrible things that have happened in the area and across the country, and all. And it's true, you know, all of those things are going on, but there are also other things going on that don't, you know, that for some reason they don't qualify as news, so they don't get put on the news. And it's especially for people who watch that at night. I can't imagine seeing that and then having to go to bed afterwards. There's just no way that it's good for your psychology.
Nope. It's funny that, the comedy Great News, I don't know, Doug, if you've seen that.
I love it.
We've played some clips from it. It's the new Tina Fey news show. It's
I
funny
didn't like
because
it, frankly, the first time I saw it, so I haven't watched it again.
I think it's gotten a lot better.
Has it?
Tina Fey is on it now in the second season. She's great. But I think the writing has gotten better. But it's funny because the lead anchorman kind of prides himself on being a Walter Cronkite type.
He's a Ted Baxter type.
He gives a lot of really relevant sort of, you know, diatribes about the state of news. And he said, and I think it was last week, he said, you know, the news wasn't supposed to scare people. And he said the news was comforting. The news used to be a place where everyone came together. And it's just the opposite now. And it's so true. There's a lot of real commentary.
You know where that has come from? All the so-called experts and consultants who changed the lay of the land when it came to television and radio.
Well, yeah, look at, I mean, we've had some consultants that have said, go for shock, don't go for, you know, go. I mean, I think that's just the way people are. And we like to watch, the train wrecks. You know, we like to see, we get brought into that tragedy and it's the worst thing and the drama. And so then that's what feeds the news cycle. I mean, look at what's happened to CNN. They used to be hard news, good news all the time. And now, and this isn't even a commentary about how they treat the president. This is, you know, when a plane crashes, it's got a title. They make like a whole big deal about it. So
the crap news network. So anyway, all this is aimed at helping you think around or think through some of the things. I'm trying to present here what is basically a contrast to everything else that you can find on the radio or television, even though we do get ourselves involved in some of the things that are timely. Is this Mike Ditka? Sorry, let's spend a minute or two on some sports here. I've always thought Mike Ditka was a very interesting character. He used to be the Bears coach. Why is he in hot water? Who's got that story?
I'll take that one. So he's, of course, the former Chicago Bears coach, like you said, Mike Ditka. He has been doing a lot of television commentary and things since he's been retired, and he was asked about the NFL players taking a knee and the anthem and the whole thing, and he said all of a sudden it's become a big deal now about oppression. There has been no oppression in the last 100 years that I know of. That's the quote that got him into a lot of trouble. Saying there's no oppression in the last 100 years.
Where did he come from?
Exactly. So of course he was responding to the national anthem protests about racial discrimination, and he said that you have to be colorblind in this country, and that the opportunity is there for everybody. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were very quick to point out things that have happened in just Mike Ditka's 77 years on the planet. He was 16 when Rosa Parks was arrested. He was 24 when the Civil Rights Act was passed, and he was 28 when Martin Luther King was assassinated. So a lot of people were saying, like, how could you say there's been no oppression in the last 100 years? Just in the last, you know, in your lifetime, there's been plenty. So he said during the interview, though, that he wasn't condemning anybody or criticizing anyone, but he urged NFL players to take their protests off the field.
Okay, so let's keep that in mind as we go to this Jerry Jones thing, Jennifer. He said that the Cowboys will be benched, the players will be benched if they take a knee during the national anthem.
Right.
The NAACP doesn't like that. I think that's too bad. Well, you tell the story because I'll get sidetracked.
And by the way, he's not alone. Roger Goodell actually sent a letter the other day to a team owner saying he wants these players to start standing. I think he's feeling the hit in the ratings and the sponsorships. The NAACP said in a statement on Tuesday that Jerry Jones, who made the pledge yesterday or maybe Monday to bench players who take a knee during the national anthem, are a public commitment by an NFL owner to violate his players' constitutional rights. Right to free speech. Now, Jerry Jones told reporters that the Cowboys and other NFL teams need to stand for the Star Spangled Banner in comments that followed his pledge to keep players off the field for disrespecting the flag. He said, quote, "This is not an issue about our flag. This is an issue about police brutality, racism, and the ability of members of the NFL whose communities are disproportionately impacted by police misconduct to peacefully say enough." That was the end quote there from the NAACP president and CEO Derek Johnson in a statement that he issued this week. "This is not simply a black issue due to the number of white people also killed by police, but we know historically that when justice occurs for African Americans, all other members of our society benefit as well. The NFL does have language in the league's operations manual that specifies players must be on the sideline and should stand for the anthem." A spokesperson for the NFL told reporters Tuesday that no player has faced discipline for not standing during the anthem. But that may change because Roger Goodell, like I mentioned, is looking at making some changes here with these players who are kneeling.
So here's my read on this. You're getting paid by Jerry Jones. You do what Jerry Jones tells you to do.
You're working for
him. You don't want to do what Jerry Jones tells you, then you leave the team and go do what you want. You work for the guy, and this is a work-related problem or a situation. So if he tells you he wants you to stand or jump through hoops, you signed a contract to work for him, sure, you have the right to freedom of speech. But not while you're playing baseball, football, or basketball, or whatever the game is. You are required to do what they tell you to do if you've agreed to be paid by that person.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when, and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Now 53 after the hour, time for our visit from our pet's best friend, other than us. Warren Eckstein fills that role every week on the radio with the Pet Show. You can hear it all over the country. The podcast, go to WarrenEckstein.com, PetShow.com, HugsAndKisses.com. We got it all covered. Warren's going to acknowledge or observe Pet Obesity Awareness Day, because that's one of the things about today that's a reality, right after this.
Have you experienced an uncomfortable moment on the job site? Maybe every time a coworker lifts a box, he grunts like a giraffe giving birth. Or you've just seen way too many butt cracks. Call the Timberland Pro Uncomfortable Moments Hotline at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Your uncomfortable story could be our next radio commercial. Timberland Pro knows work can be uncomfortable, so we make work gear that's comfortable. Work shirts, pants, and boots, head to toe. Share your uncomfortable story at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Timberland Pro, not uncomfortable.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Money causes stress and uneasiness in our closest relationships, according to Bank of America's new Friends Again report. In fact, more than 50% of the population has seen a friendship end over money, and it is not always a lot of money that will cause a relationship rift. Nearly 40% of consumers say they would end a friendship over $100 or less, but there are ways we can salvage a relationship before it goes south over an IOU. Dr. Melanie Ross Mills, relationship expert.
Talking about money doesn't always have to be awkward if you follow some simple tips.
Having an honest conversation is the best way to avoid these issues. Coordinate shared expenses in advance to avoid unexpected spending. Communicate openly with your friends about money owed and use mobile apps like the Bank of America app for a simple way to send, request, and receive money from friends, no matter where they bank.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/friends again.
Here's a man that makes a giant impact on the world every single day. And so because of that, Warren is here. It is Pet Obesity Awareness Day, where veterans lead events. Owners encouraged to bring their dogs and cats to get health examinations at your local veterinarian's clinic, screening to help them reduce their weight of the dog. Why is this? Why do you have to go to the vet? You look at the dog and it's fat. But the cat is fat, so don't feed him so much.
Yeah, what but else? Come on, Doug. They're all like my mother. We're not fat. We're just big bone. Come on.
Is that how it goes? So what do you, when people confront, you must get calls on your show all the time about what to do from naive people who say, my dog is so fat. What do I do? You don't feed him so much. Well, get him some exercise.
But there could be medical reasons for it, too. So it's always, when you have a dog that's obese or a cat that's obese, which, by the way, over 50% of dogs and cats in North America are considered obese or overweight.
How much? Give me that number again.
Over 50%.
My God.
It's actually the number one problem veterinarians see. And people don't realize, you know, oh, look at a chubby dog, look at the chubby cat. But the same problems we have, diabetes. I have people that have their dogs and cats on insulin. They have to give their dog or cat shots every couple of days because the diabetes is so bad, or arthritis, hip joint problems. Everything that affects human beings with obesity affects our pets. But remember this, the average cat weighs 10 pounds. So if that cat just gains 2 pounds, that's 20% over what its weight should be. So it's really important to focus on keeping the weight down and keeping the exercise up. Most importantly is making sure that you feed your dogs. If you have a dog or cat that's obese, and this is such critical information, don't feed them as much in one feeding. Take their feedings and break it up into small feedings throughout the day. Several small feedings. Any dietitian will tell you, whether it's a human being losing weight, a dog losing weight, or a cat losing weight, smaller amounts of food more frequently throughout the day is definitely the way to go.
Well, isn't that the way to be if you're a human?
Absolutely, and it's how to deal with it. Something we all need to take into consideration. There's nothing that devastates me more than seeing a 9 or a 10-year-old dog whose mind is so focused, whose mind is so sharp it can no longer get up just because he's overweight, which is totally unnecessary.
Cruelty. That's abuse.
It can be. Absolutely right, Doug.
Yeah. All right. Here's the story from Arkansas. Administrative assistant to the Arkansas County official what county is it? Garland County, has been using county cash to buy her dog clothing. She has a credit card that belongs to the county, and they've accused her of using money to buy personal items, including a tuxedo for her pet pug.
Only you find these stories. Listen, I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. No matter how much money I make, no matter how much money I have, my dogs are going to walk around butt naked. That's just the way it is. Unless you have a dog that really looks forward and says, you know, I want to wear that tuxedo today, Mom, let him walk around butt naked. That's just my suggestion, guys.
Unbelievable. She had sentenced on the 22nd of November. She's from Hot Springs, interestingly enough, which is where Bill Clinton is from. I saw that, and I thought, my God. We're talking about going out on trails. One of the things that is good when you go out hiking to get that peace and quiet we were talking about is to take your dog with you. Don't you think that's a great way to...
Yeah, but stay on the trail. A lot of snake problems this year, so stay on the trail.
Really?
Don't go up the trails with your dog. Yeah.
All right. Stay on the trail.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.